said you wanted to get bigger still. Do you have a goal weight that you want to get to or playing weight or teams talk to you about the level they want to see you at?
No one has told me what level they want to see me at, but at one point in my career when I was at the University of Louisville, I was up to 222 pounds, and I had an oral procedure done, and it set me back. I couldn't eat for 2 months, and that was a period when I lost most of my weight. So I just want to get back to that range, 220, 225 range, and just feel good.
When was that?
My sophomore year at the University of Louisville.
You have a hard time putting on weight?
Not at all. No, I've just had to get back adjusted to just eating the right foods and everything and controlling my eating habits. I used to have an open bite. I forgot the name of it, but I used to have an open bite. And they did a procedure where they had to break my jaw and everything so that they can straighten my teeth, and now I have an even bite.
Was there ever a play or a moment that?
Well, just every play, because I try to perfect every play, whether it's in the check game, checking into the right play. You know, Coach Watson, he was a coach who graded every rep from the time I was a freshman. And each year I continue to just progress from my freshman year from throwing 12 touchdowns to 14 interceptions or to my sophomore year throwing 30 touchdowns to 8 interceptions. And then my junior year throwing 31 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. I've always just made strides to try to get better each and every day. And I remember one pass, we were playing against the University of Cincinnati my sophomore year. And I was in the pocket, and everything had broke down. We had ran a double move route on the outside. Damian Copeland, he ran a nice takeoff route. I stepped up in the pocket, threw the ball off my back foot about 50, 55 yards down the field, and that throw right there just told me, hey, I may be ready. But I just play with the teams that are on the game. There are some great quarterbacks. There are some outstanding quarterbacks in this league. And I just pray that one day I'm good enough to be at those guys' level. And I just play the game with those guys. And I try to copy some of the things that they do in real life and try to apply it to my game also. And even on the video game, I'm just a competitor. So the video games are so advanced nowadays that you see the defenses that you'll face in real life on those video games. You see offenses that teams are really running in the National Football League or in college football. And you just can apply it to the video games, apply it to the way I play, and I just try to get better each day.
Speaking of the guys you play with in the video games.
Well, like I said, I try to take something from each guy. Each guy in this league does outstanding things, and each guy is different. And I just try to take something from each guy, whether it's, throwing mechanics, pocket presence, arc and pace on the ball, just those little things. I would have to go with my former University of Louisville native, Johnny Unitas. And I just feel that Johnny, no, I wasn't around to watch him play, but I've heard great things about him, and now I just want to have a successful career, that the type of career that he had.
Two more guys.
Can you repeat that?
What was your favorite play in the playbook?
I can't tell you the name of the play, but it was a deep horizontal concept, and basically a Dino concept, and it was good enough to beat any coverage. Whether it was a pressure, I can get the ball out fast, adjust the protection, or if we needed a big play, long yards, third down, third and 12. We had an inside fade with the diagonal route. It was a great play, and I've had huge success throughout my entire career since a freshman running that play.
Your agent is from Houston. Is that a coincidence that they have the number one pick? And what has he told you about the city?
Well, Kanar, he's a great guy, and he's very genuine. From the first time I met him, he walked in and told me, hey, look, you don't need me. I need you. So, and that's the type of relationship that I want, someone who's willing to, do great things for the player and also for me as a person. And that relationship, he's told me some great things about Houston. But, right now, our focus has just been on training right now, and, whatever happens will come down the road later.
And it took you a while to decide whether or not to enter the draft. What's going into that decision?
Well, I've always been a goal-oriented person and a goal-driven person. And from when the time I was being recruited out of high school, whatever coach that came to recruit me, I told him, hey, look, I want to be on a 3-year plan. I want to become a starter as a freshman, be all conference as a sophomore, graduate my junior year, and be out the door. And I just look back and I weighed my options, and I looked back and I asked myself, was I able to accomplish all of those goals? And as I look back, I was. I have my degree with a degree in sport administration from the University of Louisville. I was a 3-year starter, won a BCS game, and won Conference Player of the Year. So as I look back, I told myself that I accomplished everything that I wanted, and it was time to go.
Teddy, who do you play? You play Madden.
Oh, no, I don't create myself because I don't want to overrate myself and I don't want to underrate myself. So I just play with the guys. You know, I'm a huge Peyton Manning fan with the things he does. Russell Wilson, just some of the greats in this league. Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees, Tom Brady. The list goes on and on. And I try to play with every team because each team is different. Each team has a playmaker, whether it's a wide receiver, a running back, a tight end. And the teams have great offensive lines. So I'm just a competitor, and I'll line up with any team and just compete.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you all. Have a great day.